Hey, guess what? You can head on over to geekgarage.com. That's right, geek-garage.com, to check out all kinds of awesome geek and pop culture vehicles. I'm telling you this because Geek Garage is our proud sponsor right here of the Nerdcast. And hey, that's what you're listening to, the Nerdcast. That's right, it's another episode of the Nerdcast by Project Nerd. It's episode 208, actually. So once again, we're out of studio. As you can tell from my introduction, that doesn't have any other voices around me. But we'll be back in studio next week. I know, getting a few of us together to catch you up on what's happening right now. But for this week, I'm going to send you back to Omaha for Ocon Expo, where Tyler hosted Ethan from Meeple Skills and Josh from Sexy Nerd Science. Talk about a lot of things that were happening not only at the convention, but just in the geek world in general. So enjoy, and until next time.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Project Nerd Pavilion, live from Ocon in Council Bluffs, Iowa. How is everyone doing?
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
Swell.
Oh, great. Dang it. Missed opportunity to go. Thrilled.
So, as really I said before, you guys are listening. This is the Project Nerd Podcast Pavilion. Powered by Phineas Coffee here at Ocon in Council Bluffs, Iowa. It is day one of Ocon. The floor has been open now for 30 minutes. And we've started recording. So I am joined by Josh and Ethan from Meeple Skills and Sexy Nerd Science. I'm, of course, Tyler from the Nerdcast. How's everyone doing?
Good. I'm stoked.
You guys ready for a whole weekend?
This is a packed weekend.
Packed weekend.
There's
we have a lot of stuff going on.
This is a busy area here, too. So
Keep tuned in. Watch. We're going to have, we've got panels here. We've got the interview lounge. We've got a panel area there, as well as a bunch of moderating. It's a huge show. A lot of amazing guests.
Photo booth that we're setting up.
Here at the Project Nerd Pavilion near the Podcast Plaza. If you're coming to the show this weekend at any time for like maybe just Saturday or Sunday, please come hang out with us. But it's going to be a great show here at Ocon. This is the fifth year of Ocon. And what are you guys most excited about this year? Any guests you're like, this is going to be worth it?
Yeah, that's I'm
Sam Jones is coming to the show. If you didn't
my
pick
favorite.
Up on that,
and I hope he's just as cool as he is in Ted. Yeah, I mean I've heard that it's very similar, and I'm just like, oh, I can't wait. I want to meet him so bad.
Hopefully, I say hopefully, most likely with less cocaine.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm excited I get to meet Steve Bloom and do a Q&A with him.
You mean Spike Spiegel?
Yes, Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop. Toonami Tom.
Toonami Tom.
That's what I always associate with the most. I'm really stoked about that. Like,
do you mean Steve Bloom, the Guinness World Record holder for most voices provided to, like, ever or something
really?
Like that?
Really? I didn't know that.
Last I checked, I think he is in the Guinness World Record book for the most voice-over credits, or most voice-over
really?
Credits. Like, he has well over 300.
Man, I would have thought... now I'm going to forget it. It's going to drive me crazy. Seth Brannigan, Philip J. Fry.
Billy West?
Billy West. Yeah, I know Billy West. Like,
I mean, Billy West is up there.
Yeah.
I think, Steve, when you do a lot of those translations for anime, though, you can rack up credits fast.
I Especially mean, as additional voices and things like that.
That is true. Yeah, once you get into anime, like,
and that's where he started, really.
Yeah, God, so. I missed.
And he does a lot of games as well.
Yeah, he does a ton of games.
Because he's, well, let's look. Last I checked, let's see. So yeah, Tom, obviously Spike Spiegel. But a lot of
Wolverine.
Ronin Kenshin, Digimon Trainers, Great Teacher Ozaga, Samurai Champloo.
He's like Wolverine now.
He's Wolverine on Wolverine and the X Men. He was in Legends of Korra, but yeah.
What
he was
doing
also awarded the Guinness World Record for being the most prolific video game voice actor in 2012.
Was he Amon in Legends of Korra?
He was, I believe, Amon, yeah.
That's
let me
what
check.
It sounds like. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah,
thinking, racking my voices. I'm like,
he's like,
yeah,
Amon.
He was
he
Amon.
Is Amon. Yep.
I
always admire him, too, because he has such an iconic voice that, like, he doesn't need to do anything with at this point. Like, if you just... We're like, hey, just talk. It's gold.
It's just his natural voice.
It's great.
That's
Because like, I mean, his natural voice is like Spike Spiegel. Like, yeah. He sounds just, you know, obviously sounds just like him. But like, he doesn't have to change anything to sound amazing. I'm like, could you just whisper at me for like 6 hours? I might ask him that. We'll see.
Yeah, he's done a ton of video games.
Just make sure to get his name right. That's all I can say. After hosting one panel my entire life.
What?
And
what
getting
did
the
you
voice
do?
Wrong?
I butchered Stephen Kapasik's last name at Colorado Springs Comic Con to the point where I was on stage, froze, and I was like, "Kah, kah," and he had to yell it from off stage.
Wow, that's.
So
I'm so disappointed.
Oh, it was really rough. First of all, like, you pronounce someone's names with like hieroglyphs in it. All right, like, I don't know the Russian language.
That's fair.
Like Bert Kreischer over here, but like, I don't know how to pronounce that last name. And then he said it, and I was like, "Oh, that sounds really easy to say." And then, nope,
not even a little bit.
Not when the pressure was on.
Not one.
Ethan, you've
bit.
Got a panel that you've got a Q&A. What Q&A are you doing today?
I am doing a Q&A with Gigi Edgley.
Ooh, that's
from
exciting.
Farscape.
Gianna.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited to ask her all about Australia.
Are you a big Farscape fan?
No. Not that I'm not. I've never watched it because it was a little before my time.
Uh-oh.
I'm a youngin'.
All right, so Ethan's been fired for Project Nerd, in case anyone was wondering.
Do you want to trade?
No, I'm doing her on Sunday, too. So I'm good.
Okay. I was going to say, because like, I checked into it. I was like, oh, it seems great. Like, it seems like a show I would be really into.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The Jim Henson Corporation worked on it.
Right,
a lot of
right.
Puppets, so like Pilot,
yeah.
Rigel, Crichton, Aaron,
yeah,
Dargo.
It came out in like, Zahn, what, 99?
Stark. I mean, it was on... God, when did the first season air? It was four seasons and a movie.
Okay.
And I think it was 99 through... Was it? I mean, I'm pretty sure it was on when I was in high school and college, so...
Yeah, I was seven.
God, Ethan, you're the worst.
I mean...
Ethan is canceled.
Nine.
Yeah, so it was a little before my time.
Yeah, they make DVDs, man, Blu-rays. It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay, but like,
I
also...
I can barely go back and watch the first Stargate.
I was gonna, like, you have to keep in mind, so like, you know, being that age in that time period at like the height of science fiction primetime television,
yeah,
like I have a lot to catch up on still. Like, I didn't finish Next Gen until I was a sophomore in college.
March of 1999 through March of 2003.
Yeah.
So,
I was in elementary school still watching Dragon Ball Z, so...
So, yeah, it was literally on from, like, my freshman year through, like, my sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
Or my freshman year of college.
Yeah, we get
Be
it.
Older.
You're old.
Yeah, not that old. Seriously, it's on Amazon Prime. You guys can go watch it. It's fantastic.
I mean, I'm going
and
to
And here's
now.
The big thing with it. Like, so some of the CGI doesn't hold up super well, but because it was the Jim Henson Corporation, so many of, like, the characters are all practical effects,
yeah.
Giant puppets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, two of the main characters in the show, Pilot and Rigel, are fully animatronic, like, puppet, Jim Henson puppets.
That's awesome.
Which is super cool.
I because of the new Dark Crystal movie coming out, I went back and, like, rewatched the old Dark Crystal, and, like, it you're right. I mean, it's still, I mean, as far as, like, the non-CGI effects, it looks really well.
Yeah. There's definitely an episode, I think it's in the second season, where there is a ship they get attacked by, that the aliens that inhabit that ship are very much a callback to the Skeksis. They've got these big, like, vulture-like heads with, like, weird sinew, and it's very cool.
With
there's
teeth.
A lot of... They do a lot of really crazy aliens on Farscape because they get to use these crazy puppet
right.
puppet effects and stuff like that. It's really fun.
Yeah. I had a lot of nerd culture to catch up on because, like I said, a lot of it seemed to happen in the late 90s, early 2000s, and I was too young to, like, give a crud.
Yeah.
Because I was watching Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon. Like, that
okay.
was my life right. then.
It's fine.
And
you're going to have to go back and catch up now.
I know. I'm working on it.
Because it was, like, one of the precursors to... Because right after it finished was around the time that Battlestar Galactica started.
Yeah.
On sci-fi.
Well,
so it was, like, the beginning of the...
New Battlestar Galactica.
It was the start of the renaissance of sci-fi shows. And now they do... I think they're making Sharknado 6 at some point.
Yay. Just kidding.
Woo.
I've never actually made
it
all the,
like,
way through a Sharknado movie.
Yeah, I've never even
I mean, there was a period
one.
Of time, and I mean, obviously the money just wasn't there anymore now that, you know, there's just so many options, but there was a period of time there in the late 90s, early 2000s where sci-fi not only was having shows like Farscape, like Stargate SG-1, they also were making really cool miniseries, like they made the Dune miniseries and the Dune Children of Dune / Dune
Eureka
Messiah
was
miniseries.
On sci-fi too, wasn't it?
Eureka came later, so yep. Eureka would have been, because like Eureka, Warehouse 13, those shows all came a little later in the
those were more
in the
recent.
Late, like 2000, God, when did Eureka run? Probably.
I thought. I remember.
I mean, I say it's been a long time ago. It's probably
Eureka,
been 10 years ago that
probably,
Eureka
yeah.
was on the air, and I just have totally lost the ability to gauge time
yeah,
at all.
So
but
yeah, because I mean, okay, so back late 90s, early 2000s, you have Star Trek Next Gen, Deep Space Nine. You end up getting Voyager. You get Farscape, Babylon 5. The list goes on.
Yeah.
So that was a good time to be a nerd.
I didn't watch any of those until I grew up.
Right.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay, so it was about 10 years ago. So Eureka ran 2006 to 2012.
If you didn't have, like, parents who were passionate in that stuff,
yeah.
I think that was probably, like, the other problem.
Yeah,
which
my dad was
just... my mom's not at the Comic-Cons.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah,
yeah,
my mom watched...
parents weren't really into it, but I did have a TV in my room so I could watch DS9. See,
and
you know
I
what I
Dragon
watched a ton through the late 90s, early 2000s?
What's up?
Touched by an Angel.
Really?
Watched a ton yeah. of that.
My mom God. Was big into ER and Friends, and my dad was just an alcoholic, so...
Oh, man. It just got dark.
I'm really good at cowboy movies.
If
like
you,
my
yeah.
dad watches cowboy
yeah.
movies.
I mean, if you
Food
also
Network.
If you get into
big.
The if you get into the in the old actual 90s, there was a lot of attempts to bring sci-fi to television. So, but none of them really outside of Star Trek, none of them really took out. So you had things like Gene Roddenberry's Earth Final Conflict. You had a lot of really short-lived things. Sequest, a lot of other people remember. Earth 2. There was a lot of those kinds of. Strange one. Fox made a lot of stabs at it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, the most successful sort of sci-fi thing that we would have gotten, I mean, obviously,
Batman
the WB,
the animated series.
Which was at the time UPN / whatever they see. Sure. We got Buffy and we got Angel.
Yeah.
We got those through the 90s, which was really cool. I'm trying to think what else.
Well, I mean, like Batman the Animated Series
oh,
was
God.
Early 90s, and yep. that was really good from the WB. I mean, it was syndicated on the WB. Late mid to late 90s,
yeah. And animated this the Batman the Animated Series was pretty much entirely created just to cash in on the Tim Burton Batman, like
oh, yeah,
a version of that, like a takeoff of that theme, that gothic aesthetic, and like try to bring it in. And I mean, like,
what was
even
it?
Even though with its origins,
Dark
it,
Deco or whatever was
yeah,
the name
the
of
Dark
the
Dark Deco, all the backgrounds are drawn on black paper as opposed to white paper to give it that very special effect.
That was classics,
so good,
yeah.
Not a fan.
Why? I stayed what up late. Just you weren't a fan of the animated Batman series?
Oh, the animated Batman. I zoned out for a minute.
Oh my
I only
God!
Caught,
you don't like Batman
I
the
only
animated
caught,
series?
I only caught the Tim Burton Batman part.
No. We were talking about how that was made to
okay.
cash in off.
Yeah.
They used a,
yes.
They took a. They did a
Batman
take on
the animated
theme from
series was amazing.
One
I just want to be clear.
I will get Kevin
also,
Conroy to punch
I mean, also
you
we
in
need
the
to
throat.
Do you not like Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne / Batman?
He's not the worst. He was better than Val Kilmer.
Not better than George Clooney?
Oh, come
on. I
feel
like George Clooney did the best he could with the turd that he was handed.
Okay.
I feel like he was like, I'm just going to have fun with this. Like,
right.
And
but Michael Keaton went to the Steven Seagal School of Fighting. Watch me stand here while you run into my fist. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
He can't turn his head.
Right.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, I mean.
And he made the voice. Like.
Yeah.
He did make
true.
The voice.
It's I'm been Batman. A long time since I've watched that one, so I'd have to
The
I'd
first
have to
one, I mean,
it.
The first one has its problems, but it's solid.
So in an interview I saw with Kevin Conroy, who like is now the iconic voice of
he
Batman,
is Batman.
Yeah.
Literally said the reason why he had a different voice for Bruce Wayne and a different voice for The Dark Knight was because of Michael Keaton's voice in I mean, like that's why he did it.
Yeah.
And like just yeah. You can't discredit the fact that Michael Keaton was huge for Batman.
Because that was the first time. Because I yeah. mean Adam West, they sounded exactly the same.
Yeah.
Because it's Adam West.
Yeah.
Has Adam West ever actually played a character, or does he just play himself?
Just Adam West.
He was an actor. He did some stuff, but then in later years, he
yeah,
became a character
Westerns.
Of himself.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, that is like the iconic Batman, the original Batman show is the one where he's on like a three-way call as Batman and Bruce Wayne having a conversation with himself, just switching phones. It's pretty fantastic.
I had an incident like that the other day. So I was... I sell phones, and I'm not allowed to help people with customer service for a lot of times. So I had to call into Sprint for an elderly customer that I had. And I'm like, is it okay if I just pretend to be you? And like, he's like, yeah, that's fine.
that's
so I'm pretending to be this customer on the phone. And then the representative from Sprint's like, yeah, we're just having a lot of problems with this. I'm going to have to call that Walmart and talk to them and figure out like what's going on. And I was like, oh, okay. And then she literally put me on hold.
called our store and then I called, talked to her on the phone, like at the same voice.
Did you change your voice at all?
My goodness.
It was really bad, though.
That's
great. I was like,
oh,
this is Walmart. Thank you. It was bad. But that's exactly what that reminded me of. Like the three-way call with the exact same voice. I was like,
wow.
I did that the other day.
Wow. Fair enough.
That's great.
It happens. People are none the wiser.
I don't think that's something that actually happens. I think that's a unique Josh experience.
Good.
Thank or you. Batman in the 60s.
Or Batman in the 60s.
Batman
who
in the 60s.
Has a lot of unique experiences.
Right. So
some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah. need your bat shark repellent.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was like bat
he had
shark.
Bat shark repellent.
I was like,
that's in the movie.
That's in the movie.
It's also where he, just out of the corner of his eye, sees the rubber foam and crashes the Batcopter onto it. I love that moment. That's fantastic. Luckily, as we were going down on the corner of my eye, I spotted this giant pile of rubber foam.
I love it.
Speaking
but
of
when
Batman,
he's trying to get rid of the bomb and the nuns.
How does everyone feel about
Pattinson?
Pattinson, yeah.
I think he could be a really good Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
I am unsure of his ability to be Batman, but we'll see. I'm not going to make any judgments. I remember the kerfuffle when they announced the guy from 10 Things I Hate About You was going to be the Joker and everyone lost their minds.
Yeah.
And that turned out okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Turned out
his
great.
Performance turned out okay.
Yeah.
The through line of that didn't turn out okay.
No. I am looking forward to it.
Yep.
I'm wondering if, like, my biggest thing, and it's totally like a minor thing, is he going to bulk up? Because he's a pretty scrawny dude. So I'm wondering if he going to bulk up to be like Batman.
I don't think he needs to be like, like he definitely doesn't need to go like Ben Affleck bulk up on it, you know. Like he doesn't need to. I mean, he could, I guess.
You have to though.
No, I mean you could put him in a nice suit. No one's gonna notice.
I guess, but like.
Like Bruce Wayne in a suit looks just as good as Bruce Wayne bulked up in a suit.
Yeah, but like we're at the stage in superhero movies now where we also need Bruce Wayne shirtless.
Apparently, yeah, the Kylo the Swolo Rin.
Yeah. Because that's really what we need
Han
in superhero
Swolo.
Movies now. Yeah.
Just make sure you pull your pants all the way up to your nipples.
Yeah.
That's right. The old man pants. Those are space pants.
They're space pants.
They are space pants.
But yeah, I was really excited for that. I don't know if I haven't touched base on it too much more. Have they like officially been like, hey, no chance of doing Batman Beyond, and like that's who Robert Pattinson is going to play.
I
think they've made it pretty clear that it's going to be
a Bruce Wayne.
It's going to be Bruce Wayne, and it's not. It's going to be like not Batman Begins, but not like obviously. It'll be like year two Batman as opposed to year one Batman.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I swear to God, if I have to watch Thomas and Martha Wayne get murdered,
I mean,
one
they're
more time.
100% going to be in this movie. I'm pretty sure it's against the rules to make a Batman movie and not kill the Waynes in it at the beginning.
It's like Batman's been out since like what, the 30s? 40s? Something like that.
The very first issue of Batman, I believe, was 19. I want to say, what's the first issue? About 30. So we just had the 80th anniversary, so it was like 30, 39, wasn't it?
Okay, so we get it. His parents died. Move on. New storyline. It's been 80 years. We've had time
to
heal.
Is there an adaptation of Batman that doesn't involve it? Like, that doesn't show a clip of it or a flashback or him thinking about it? Like,
no. Like, as far as the series goes.
I don't think they reference it in Justice League. That'd be about it.
They do. I think they do. Like, there's a flashback for it, at least.
Justice League?
Wait, the Justice League, like, live action or
animated? The movie.
Okay, I'm thinking animated Justice League.
The Snyder Whedon.
Right.
Yeah.
One. So here's
because they definitely did it in Superman versus Batman. They found a way to put it
right.
in again.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I don't count it, like, if it's part of the series, you know, because, like, Batman versus Superman is the first one where we get Batman. So they show it. Batman Begins is the
first
one
where
we get Batman.
Where they show it. We've had 15 fucking Batman movies at this point. You don't have to.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. If they show it one more time, considering Batman Begins came out when I was a kid.
Batman Begins only shows it in Batman Begins. And like Nolan did not show it in the next two movies. But I feel like it's referenced in Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever, and Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
I feel like it's referenced or even flashbacked in all four.
Probably.
What about Gotham?
What?
The entire show Gotham is about it.
I was thinking
it hasn't happened yet.
I'm pretty sure the entire first episode is. I mean, the entire first season is just about the time that Wayne's got shot.
Yeah.
I have not watched. I've watched a couple episodes of the first season and I haven't watched it since. And everything I hear about it, it sounds so ridiculous, but in the best way possible. But I still don't. I have no desire to watch it.
I'm just gonna wait till it's done. Drew watches it all the time. Like
really?
I came over one day and him and Tasha were watching it, and I'm just like,
it just wrapped up or is wrapping. It's over now, right? Isn't it?
I believe so. Or there's one more season, like final season.
Or they
coming.
Just wrapped it up or something? Because
they might have just finished like filming, but I think there's one more season. But yeah, I'm still trying to like. Now I'm thinking like when you said that at first, I was thinking like, well, how could they make like a Batman where like it doesn't happen, like. His parents just get food poisoning or something.
No, like, it's fine that they're not there, but you don't need to show it. You don't
like
need
just,
to show the
scene. I
feel
scene. Like it's part of the overall social consciousness so, now. Like, everyone knows.
Think of Spider-Man Homecoming, okay?
Yep.
They did not show Peter
kill,
get bit by the spider.
And nor did they kill Uncle Ben.
Right.
That's true.
It's happened, and we've moved on. Everybody knows how Spider-Man becomes Spider-Man. Everybody knows how Batman becomes Batman. We don't need to see it again. It's such an...
I think everyone knows why he becomes Batman. I would say up until Batman Begins, not everyone knew how he became Batman.
Really?
Because, like, well, I don't think, unless you watch the animated series, there's very few times has a movie gone into, like, yeah, he, like, left Gotham and went and trained with ninjas and... Battlemaster, like that kind of stuff. Like,
sure, okay.
They know why, and they know how, in the sense that he had a lot of money. But like, I feel like a lot of shows, and like obviously those bits have been retconned and filled in the comics over the years. But I don't think everyone knew that. Like, oh no, he let off and trained for years with ninjas and samurais and detectives and all sorts of
crazy
stuff.
Like right,
that, which was cool in Batman Begins.
See, I actually would want to see more of that.
Yeah, I'd watch it. Those are some of the best episodes of Batman the Animated Series, or even like I think the best animated movie, Mask of the Phantasm, really focus on flashbacks and or Batman having to deal with like stuff that's come up from things that happened in his past before he was Batman. Like,
yeah,
what's the episode about Batman the Animated Series? I can't think of the name of it, where he has to face off against a disciple of his like old master with a touch of death, where he learns like the
yes.
move to like kill a guy by touching him right in the right spot.
Yeah, I remember
a lot of those
one.
Episodes where it's flashbacks to him training with, or like the things he did before he was Batman, are some of the best Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Or the Great Ghost episodes where you see episodes of him being a kid watching the
TV
show.
I feel
like
the problem is like now if that happened, people would be like, oh, this is just episodes of Arrow. Because, like, that's exactly what, like, the first four seasons of Arrow were.
But, like, the first two seasons of Arrow were really good.
Oh, Arrow's, yeah, they were fantastic. Arrow's, they're finally wrapping up Arrow, I heard. Isn't
yep.
it? Like, this last season, which is shocking to me, because I feel like WB at this point, I still don't believe that Supernatural's ending until it actually ends. Because
sure.
Supernatural's on season, like,
they're
20
across the
at this
hall
point.
If we want to go. Oh, I'm kidding.
15.
They are, yeah,
they're auctioning.
Yeah, they're
so they're auctioning off the costumes I was reading just, like,
what?
The other day. So you can get the trench coat and Sam and Dean's, like...
Can I get the car?
I don't
or
think so.
One of the cars?
Yeah, one of the cars. I don't know if you'd want them. I bet it's like the Gone in 60 Seconds car, where it's just like a really shitty frame.
So here's the thing about Supernatural. I know that it's still on, but I feel like every time I come across like the next season starting, I'm still shocked that it's still on, because I remember Supernatural. I remember watching the first season as it aired. Because this is how long ago it was, because it's been so many years. I was still in high school, and I only remember it because at the time I was still watching Smallville, which also ran for ever. But Jensen Ackles played a recurring character in, like, season whatever of Smallville as, like, the high school football coach or whatever who was in a relationship with Lana, blah, 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 and then left that show to then star in Supernatural as one of the main characters. So... You realize that Supernatural started when Smallville was like maybe two or three seasons in and is still on the air.
He was in Gilmore Girls still, though, while Supernatural started, though, as well, I thought. Because Gilmore Girls didn't finish rapping until like 2011.
We have successfully named three television shows I've never watched.
Oh, my daughter's name's Lorelai.
Have you ever watched anything, Ethan? I feel like we're just...
Yeah.
Okay.
You're
like
the
carry
of
TV.
Okay.
No, I was just a child when these shows came out.
Gilmore Girls? No way.
Yeah, what?
I mean, Gilmore Girls was on a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I mean.
Yeah, but it was Gilmore Girls, and I was like a 7-year-old boy, so I wasn't going to watch Gilmore Girls.
And
whatever, same thing. When it started?
I think whatever. So. Yeah, I mean, because, like, I mean, like, it ends where she's like, oh, I'm going to work for the Obama administration. And
I was
like,
too busy.
Go, Rory.
I was too busy talking to real girls.
So, yeah, the first episode of Supernatural aired September 13th, 2005.
Okay, yeah, so there is a wrap
there.
I
was in middle school.
Where Sam plays Dean in Gilmore Girls. And then there's even an episode of Supernatural where they go to the Gilmore Girls set, and they're, like, making fun of him because, like, you're not supposed to be here.
You're right. The first thing that comes up when I Google Supernatural is Supernatural is selling off Dean, Sam, and Castiel's wardrobe.
Yep, that's I knew they were doing
nice.
It.
Gosh. Nice.
People are going to... Supernatural fans are hardcore.
Oh, they're some of the Star Wars fans are super toxic.
We gotta wrap it up.
That's right.
Wrap it up.
Ethan's gotta go do a live podcast over on the other side of the podcast.
Close us out.
The project. Well, guys, we're gonna have a lot more of these episodes coming to you live from OCon
TV
in Council Bluffs. But thank you, Josh. Thank you, Ethan. I've been Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
We'll catch you guys later here at OCon in Council Bluffs. So see you later.